Good morning, everyone. Again, my name is Carol Hines, and I'm currently the coordinator of the Helping Hands program. Thank you for this opportunity to talk to you for a couple of minutes about the program, which is part of the Cathedral's health ministry. The purpose of this program is primarily focused on helping individual members of the congregation deal with day-to-day issues during times and circumstances of need when they are limited in their ability to help themselves. Some of you will already be familiar with the Helping Hands program, either as a volunteer or as a recipient of support provided by the program. The help provided by Helping Hands volunteers is neither onerous nor time-consuming, perhaps only an hour or two at a time, often only once every 2 or 3 weeks or even less. Some examples of the assistance we try to provide are driving to medical appointments or for groceries and essential errands, providing meals for a period of time, which is shared with other volunteers. And you don't need to be a Martha Stewart in the kitchen, because I certainly am not. A wholesome meal and perhaps a few cookies for dessert are all that is needed. These two areas in particular are where we really need more volunteers. Also, sitting with family members to give short-term respite to caregivers. As some of you will know, being a caregiver can sometimes be stressful and tiring. So to have a break, even for a couple of hours, is very important. Assisting with light yard work, typically in the spring and fall. Likewise, you don't need to be a Mark Cullen in the garden. If you can use a lawnmower and perhaps a pair of shears, we would love to have you on our volunteer list. Other areas where we can provide support are sitting with those going through chemotherapy, reading to persons who have vision challenges, assisting with lighthousehold repairs, and providing short-term care in an emergency situation for children. As our congregation ages, we are now experiencing a shortfall of committed volunteers, as a large number of those people previously on our volunteer list are no longer able to make a commitment to support the program. Therefore, with the idea that many hands make light work, Helping Hands is hoping to develop a firm and expanded list of committed volunteers. This would really help to take the pressure off the existing half a dozen firm volunteers we have had over the past year or so. We have had 2 or 3 people who have joined or have indicated interest in joining our program just recently, and we sincerely thank them and those who have continued to provide support to the program. However, as I said, we really do need more volunteers to provide the increasing requests for assistance. To that end, if you are not already a volunteer and feel that you can commit to the Helping Hands program, you will be asked to give of your gifts and time only when you are able to do so. There will be absolutely no pressure for long-term commitment. Please give it some thought. And if you feel that you can help, please contact me or Kathleen Snow, our parish nurse, through the Cathedral office. And of course, you can also find our contact information on the Cathedral website or in the Cathedral directory. Likewise, and the most important point, if you feel that you're in need of any of the services indicated on a short-term basis, please do not hesitate to contact us, and we will be glad to provide whatever help we can. One last comment I would like to make is this. Apart from the opportunity to help members of our congregation, being a Helping Hands volunteer can also be a wonderful opportunity to make new friends, just while giving a little of your time. Again, thank you for this opportunity to talk to you about Helping Hands, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. Thank you.